to the front court. To Curry. Curry for three. It's a new NBA record for Steph Curry. He's got 13. And the Warriors lead 109-97. 46 points for Curry. 13 of 17 outside the arc. History made tonight at Oracle. And a timeout for the Pelicans.
Certainly history. What do you remember about that night, Tim?
Well, playing the Pelicans, they always kind of like shudder when Curry shows up because he just seems to play so well against them. And the Warriors really didn't play all that well in the game. And Curry kind of rescued them. He was 13 of 17 from beyond the arc. Think about that. That's how hot Steph was. And again, he does it off the dribble. They had a 17 to nothing run in this game, led by 21. But they kind of took their foot off the gas. The Pelicans took the lead back. And so, you know, if Steph doesn't play that way, they might not win the game. But just to watch him and to see him get into rhythm, and you almost had an idea that it was a fait accompli, that he was going to get the record.
That night on Warriors TV, our programming that airs on our different digital networks and also Warriors.com, we had this game report, and it kind of takes you back to that time with a bit more perspective, where you also hear a bit from Stephen Curry.
History made at Oracle Arena. Stephen Curry setting the NBA record for most three-pointers in a game with 13. Another thrilling performance from the reigning back-to-back MVP. A 46-point night. 13 of 17 from beyond the arc. Just tremendous. Klay Thompson added 24 points. Draymond Green a double-double. And Kevin Durant scored 22 points tonight as the Warriors grab a 116-106 win over New Orleans.
I was able to get some open looks early and often, and good things happen. So the last three were pretty special. Just the flow of the game was kind of close, and made it, I think, one or two I call tough ones, and the last one was just kind of a heat check, just see if it goes in or not, and thankfully it did. I've been in that situation, I think, two other times where I had a shot at it down the stretch of the game, but this was a special night.
So, Tim, we think about the fact that Curry on February 27th of 2016 tied a mark that was held for a very long time by both Kobe Bryant and Donyell Marshall, 12 three-pointers in a game. And to get to a mark that was then 13, of course, on the night in October of 2018, Klay getting to 14. But how far forward do you think this will go? I mean, does Klay, do you think, have the cap at 14 right now?
Yeah, I think for Klay to get 14, he had to stay in a game that was kind of already decided, that Bulls game. But I think that's the problem of that kind of record is it's two things that are gonna go against you. Number one, if you're that hot, they're gonna start getting the ball out of your hands, or trying to at least. That's number one. And number two, sometimes you'll get to a point and maybe the game is decided. Maybe you're up 25 or up 30, and the coach takes you out because, you know, hey, rather than go for a record, you know, we're gonna get some other guys in there and give them some runs. So I think it's gonna be a very difficult record to be broken. But the other, you know, side note to this game is that it did happen on November 7th, and that's a very important day in the history of the Warriors. I'm teasing you. Would you like to know why?
I've okay. got to know why.
Well, it's first and foremost Al Addle's birthday. That's the number one. So on that day in November of 2016, he was 80 years old. And, of course, Al drafted by the Philadelphia Warriors in the fifth round in 1960, 11-year playing career. Again, he coached the Warriors to 557 wins, the 75 title, and he is, you know, before Steph Curry, Al Addles was the face of the franchise. And then the other part about this, that game, November 7th, 2016, 70 years to the day that the Warriors had played their first ever game, 81-75, a Philadelphia Warriors win over the Pittsburgh Iron Men. 4,185 showed up to watch Joe Fulks, the league's first superstar, and he had 25. So along with Curry setting this record that would later be broken, But setting this record on November the 7th, it's a very special day in Warriors history.
That is great stuff to be acknowledging and looking at, too. And we think of Al Addles entering the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame this past year and how much fun it has been to be part of his life and his family as we celebrate that Warriors legend all that much. And we will with Stephen Curry into the future. The topic, of course, here is the Warriors flashback. And the flashback is to November 7th, 2016. The Warriors taking down the Pelicans with Stephen Curry hitting 13 three-pointers. We also need to mention that Zach LaVine this season, November 23rd of 2019, hit 13 three-pointers in a game and didn't get to that mark that Clay had set. But when you look back at all of the great moments we've had with this Warriors team and that history, that is a good thing to note. And Tim, let's quickly listen into some of the post-game that night with Stephen immediately after the game so we can kind of refresh with a couple more themes as we listen to the full slate of those three-pointers and all of the excitement that was that game. But here's some of the post-game with Stephen Curry.
Steph, was there a point in time when you felt, okay, it's happened tonight that, you know, the three ball has fallen?
Not to this extent until maybe like 9 or 10, but it was nice to make the first one after, the last game, and I was able to get some open looks early and often, and good things happen. So the last three were pretty special. Just the flow of the game was kind of close and made, I think, one or two I call tough ones. And the last one was just kind of a heat check, just see if it goes in or not. And thankfully it did.
When was it 9 or 10 where you started thinking record was possible too?
That's the first time I thought about it, yeah. I've been in that situation, I think, two other times where I had a shot at it down the stretch of the game. But This was a special night.
I got two for you, Steph. The first one, were you beating yourself up at all after the 0 for 10 in Los Angeles? Was that on your mind coming into tonight? And the play, I believe it was third quarter, when you got hacked on the arm, no call. What was said by the official in that regard?
Explanation. Yeah, I was hard on myself in practice the last 2 days. I had pretty good shooting sessions. Just I don't overreact to games like that. Whether I go 0 for 10 or 2 for 12 or whatever it is, just my process is the same. But had another level of focus the last 2 days, just trying to get my rhythm back and see the ball go in. And so me and our assistant coach Q had a couple good days of work, and thankfully it translated to some success tonight. And that one was. The play was actually a lot of frustration just because I was trying to be coachable, and Coach Kerr talked to us about pump fakes and see if we can get guys to fly by. And I thought about it in the moment, and I did it, and got AD to fly, and he obviously fouled me. I think the ref didn't see it from his angle, and I thought it was a pretty blatant call. And so I was just kind of frustrated that I did something that Coach wanted me to do, and it didn't work out.
Tim, just help us with some final thoughts here before we play out the various highlights that you had from the game call. When you think of the various memories, this was a fun one because it was kind of unexpected. It was a home game, too.
Yeah, it was at home, and he, as he heard him say, he knew he was getting close to the record because he had had the 12 before, so he knew what the record was. Couple things in closing here that I'll get to is that lost in this, Draymond Green had 11 assists to go with 12 rebounds. A rebound, assist, double-double. That's pretty cool. And then I had done some number crunching after the game because Steph had scored 46 points on 26 shots. And after the game, I looked up at the shots per game for Curry, Durant, and Klay Thompson. And Curry was taking 18.9 shots a game. Durant, 17.9, and Klay, 17. And that, to me, tells you about the magic of this Warriors run and the Warriors team is that there was no, one player dominating, the ball. All these guys shared the ball, and when they did, they were able to get the ball to the hot guy on that night. And on this particular night, on November 7th, 2016, that hot player was Stephen Curry.
Tim, thank you so much for your time and being part of this. We will talk to you in the weeks to come. And we now play out as we wrap things up here on Warrior Sound Live, this Warriors Sound flashback to November 7th, 2016. Stephen Curry's 13 three-pointers. Tim's calls from that game. Thank you so much for joining us.
But Julia with a rebound. Gives it to Kevin Durant. On the go to Curry. Catches and fires for three. Got it! Curry, his last five games against the Pelicans, 26 for 53 from distance, 49%. Play goes to the right corner to Iguodala, who's just checked in. Dribbles up top to Draymond to Curry. Curry fakes and fires. Hits a three, and it's money in the bank. We're tied at 17. Curry looks ahead. Curry waits for Draymond. Gets a drag screen. Back to Draymond, who wasn't looking. Turnover. Pass batted down by Curry. Iguodala saves it to Clark. Cross-court Curry fakes. Dribbles and fires and hits a three. 12 points for Curry on a play that a colleague of mine likes to call mess. Curry with the ball in the front court. Comes left, pass to Draymond, deflected. Curry gets it, turns, fires and hits. That was ridiculous. A bad pass, deflected. He caught it, turned in one motion and knocked down a three. Draymond wrestled away the rebound from Solomon Hill. Takes it to the front court. Swings the ball to Curry. Left side three. Got another one. Curry now with five triples. He's got 18 points. And the Warriors have a double-digit lead. 50-40. And the Pelicans want time.
Unbelievable what he did tonight. I didn't even know he had a record until I saw on the big screen. So he's amazing. And it's, like I said before, it's an honor to be on the court with him. And I learn from him every day. So when he's on like that, it's pretty impossible to stop him.
Draymond wrestled away the rebound from Solomon Hill. Takes it to the front court. Swings the ball to Curry. Left side three. Got another one. Curry now with five triples. He's got 18 points. And the Warriors have a double-digit lead. 50-40. And the Pelicans want time. Cunningham for Moore. Right corner triple. Nothing there. Klay Thompson with the rebound. Throws for Curry, who grabs it before it goes out of bounds. Splits traffic. Takes a three. Oh, my goodness. Curry just dropped the mic and get it over with. It's 53-40. The Warriors lead by 13. Klay dribbles once, feeds Iguodala back to Klay, deflected. Klay fumbled it, got it to Curry. Curry goes up in traffic and scores low right. Everything going down for Curry, and the Warriors just like that lead by 21.
That's the first time I thought about it, yeah. I've been in that situation, I think, two other times where I had a shot at it down the stretch of the game, but this was a special night.
Pass Curry, dropped by Draymond. Curry picked it up, fired away, knocks down a three. So again, a disjointed play has been the Warriors' best in the quarter. 75-73 Warriors. Ball to Curry, far side, takes a dribble, takes a three. Got it just like that. Curry nailed it, and he's very demonstrative as he comes back up the floor, 80-76 Warriors. He's 9 of 12 outside the arc.
I didn't realize he had 13. I didn't realize he set the record, you know, until we got in the locker room. But you could just tell it was one of those nights pretty early on. So we let him go, you know, in the first quarter for the most part. I think we took him out with about a minute to go. But he was really carrying us, obviously, as we were trying to find some footing in that game.
Pass Curry, dropped by Draymond. Curry picked it up, fired away, knocks down a three. So again, a disjointed play has been the Warriors' best in the quarter. 75-73 Warriors. Ball to Curry. Far side. Takes a dribble. Takes a three. Got it just like that. Curry nailed it. And he's very demonstrative as he comes back up the floor. 80-76 Warriors. He's 9 of 12 outside the arc. Down the right side, ISO on Galloway. Crossover dribble to the right hand. Spins into the double team. Clark, touch pass Curry. Fakes. Fly by. Three ball. Got another one. He's got 10 threes. And the Warriors lead by 6. Iguodala on the bounce to Curry. Fakes. Fly by. Three ball. Got another one. That's 11 for Curry. And the Warriors lead by 8. 103-95. Curry's got 40.
That was hard on myself in practice the last 2 days. I had pretty good shooting sessions. Just I don't overreact to games like that, whether I go 0 for 10 or 2 for 12 or whatever it is. Just my process is the same, but another level of focus the last 2 days, just trying to get my rhythm back and see the ball go in. And so me and our assistant coach Q had a couple good days of work, and thankfully it translated to some success tonight.
Iguodala to Thompson. Thompson off the screen by Draymond. Klay picks up the dribble, finds Curry. Curry pump fakes, fires away. Career high tying, 12-3 for Curry. And it's 106-97. He's got 43, and it ties the NBA record. Draymond to the front court. To Curry. Curry for three. It's a new NBA record for Steph Curry. He's got 13, and the Warriors lead 109-97. 46 points for Curry, 13 of 17 outside the arc. History made tonight at Oracle, and a timeout for the Pelicans.